Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am going to be covering every subject matter, but as always, Awakening Matters is certainly about the matters that cause awakening, which is life, from beginning to end, and there is no end, only a continuum. And so we're always awakening and embracing and being given the opportunity to love ourselves. I will tell you now that I have a puppy at my feet with a squeaky ball in her mouth. Gotta love that. I love her experience. So if perchance you hear a squeaky ball, it's not me. It's her saying hello. So I embrace that and I invite you to let it bring you joy. So I am so honored to be here, and I'm going to be talking about, I never prepare for shows, by the way. I never even think about the show until the present moment, until I'm fully in the present moment, as I am right now. And then there are no notes. There is nothing other than the consciousness that I hear, that I see, that comes through me and with me as a continuum of conversation with you, beautiful souls. My website is Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. And you can find much more information there and even contact me as you do for your sessions. So tonight we are going to be covering getting older. I'm going to put it in that form. Getting older is really, you don't, for those that are listening that are already at this place of clarity, then I say to you, I've joined you there. But for those who are not there yet, I say to you, enjoy. Be in joy and allow yourself to have all the experiences, the good, the ones that bring tears, the ones that help you to awaken. And enjoy the journey, because it goes far too fast, and you don't really feel that, especially if you are at a time or a place in your life, a relationship, or if you're in school, or if you're in a work situation, or anything that feels like it's dragging on, or it's never going to end. Most likely, that is because there is a lack of joy in it, as well as a, well, possibly even a lack of you in it. What do I mean? I mean that at times in our life, and I can almost guarantee that this is everyone, regardless of your age, your form this time around, everyone will experience the opportunity to awaken through difficulty or believing that you are not worthy. But now, see, there I've gone into another subject matter, so I'm going to go back to getting old, and then we'll go into the worthiness. They're all connected. And so getting old is almost about getting to a certain point in your life where, and I was saying earlier, almost everyone will experience in one form or another, hopefully not too many, but experience the knowing or the false knowing that if you're a child and you look in the mirror, hopefully you've had at least one moment where you were curious and you looked at the being looking back at you, and you saw light, and maybe even love, and maybe even interest in that beautiful face looking back at you. Regardless of what the external look like, the internal is that beautiful face of your soul looking back at you at that young age. Now, fast forward your whole life, wherever you are right now, whatever age you're at, etc., and most likely your ability to see yourself, to recognize the light within you, to celebrate it, to keep it focused, has maybe diminished. I hope that's all, but maybe it is even off the page of your life. And if it is, I'm here to tell you that that in itself is an awakening as well. And so many of us have throughout our lives watched the adult interaction, whether we wanted to or not, whether we were forced to in childhood or even in work relationships, etc. We watched how to be praised or, and this is about getting old, stay with me, to be praised or to be validated or to be seen is to lift another up, make them feel better. And especially those of us, I will include myself in that, who came from quite frankly, a childhood I should have never survived, and certainly not with light or love or clarity, and continue to. So with that said, there are certainly moments that cause us to forget the younger moments. And now, fast forward to where you're at in your life. I'm going to get some water. Thank you. Where you're at, excuse me, right now in your life, and you've gone through all these experiences, good, bad, ugly, beautiful. You've gone through many experiences, and now you find yourself, and for those who aren't there yet, a lot of people want to go backwards. They have regrets. They have hopes that they wish they had done things differently. They feel like they've run out of time, et cetera. And then there are others who feel at peace and don't carry the regret forward. But it's all a process, and it unfolds. And basically, oh, and this is going to sound like I can just hear the eyes rolling. Isn't that funny? I can hear the eyes rolling when I say, you must become the version of you that you want to bring into a relationship. You must become. I'm talking about even if you're at a quote-unquote old age, whatever that is, because the cells do not recognize age. Cellular consciousness does not recognize age. Now, I know science will speak to me and say, and to you, that that is not the case, but I will tell you that the consciousness of the cell often becomes what you believe at whatever time that you're at in your life, that whatever you believe about yourself, your cells represent that, okay? Because there is no, how shall I say this? There is no judgment from your cells going, no, 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 don't do that. You don't have to do that right now or at all. And let's just celebrate that we are. No, the cells are like, this person truly believes they're, I was talking about worthiness earlier, because sometimes as we age or as we get older, there's a feeling of, are we worthy? And especially if you haven't done any inner work regarding worthiness, that will come up. The whatever work, and I say work meaning inner work, inner contemplation that has been ignored or has not been dealt with, will come up in different ways in your older years for you to make peace with, for you to heal with. And so I say to you that the cells, however, the consciousness of the cells. So how could you do this? You could say to your physical body, don't age with me. I'm laughing because it works. You can say to your cellular body, don't age with me. Don't age with the heaviness and the burden of my mind or the heaviness and the burden of my emotional body. Don't age with me. Don't carry that burden. Don't represent it. Let me just go through it on a level that doesn't impact, weigh down, or distort my cells. Let them have the greatest and grandest version of who they are in consciousness, the cells themselves, and let your mental body or your emotional body go through the rest. Now, is that possible? Absolutely. In fact, I will never, ever share anything anywhere, actually, that I haven't lived and know as a truth myself. So it is absolutely possible. Now, does that mean you won't have aches and pains? No, it means that when you do have aches and pains, there is a conversation yet to be had between you and that cellular consciousness in that part of your body. Maybe it's asking you to love yourself there. It's usually almost all the time, it's usually a conversation about love, because love often, or the lack thereof, or the way relationships end, et cetera, equals pain. And so then if the pain isn't healed within your cellular body or your spiritual body, then your physical body starts to represent, excuse me, there's pain here, there's burden here, there's aches here, because you didn't deal with it at a different level, now we're carrying it. And so I would say to you to communicate with your body and say, thank you for holding that reminder of pain or burden, and I will take that now and heal it or send it into love or choose love for that area so that my body doesn't have to carry that level of pain. And so it's getting old is also a very interesting endeavor, because the mental and the emotional body keep having memories of the past, not necessarily the future. And so the past feels, I'm going to say for some people, more real or tangible or even love-based, where the future may feel bleak, depressing, or even difficult or hard in what it's going to take to create what you might think is going to take to create the life that you desire. And so there's sometimes in older age, there's confusion about where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. And I say to all of that, it's part of the awakening. Yeah, I just did say that. It's all part of the awakening. And what's the awakening? You are a soul that has already awakened, you gorgeous, beautiful souls, that to come into body, to even exist and to be, you are an awakened soul. So many times humanity will judge itself and each other based on a certificate or a piece of paper or what have you, to say you are now worthy of being a spiritual being. I had somebody say to me, which I was incredulous when I heard this coming out of this person's mouth, it revealed to me where they were not with themselves and their spirituality. And what she said to me was, oh yeah, I remember wearing white a lot when I was first awakened as well. Well, it was really an unfortunate statement to be shared, because it was shared with me and it was shared in a sacred spiritual setting. And it's I have been, my ego is not talking, I guarantee you that, but I'm speaking about, I have been on my spiritual path and I've survived in love and light and well-being, etc., from 3 years old on, and I'm now 57, going to be 58 this year. And so it has been a long journey of awakening, and one that I delight in when I look back, because the more work, the more inner work you do, what is the result of that inner work? Across the board, it can be self-love, a celebration of love. And it's not just you loving yourself. The love gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you just start holding love for everyone and everything. And now I see eyes rolling big time, like, I don't want that. No, it's not something that you act on. It's just a feeling that you're connected, that there's a connection. It's bigger than all the fear and pain that you have endured. And the love is what remains. And to have that be the final stage of your life, if it is, or if you're in your journey, to have that be the stage that you're in right now, certainly is for me, to be holding this amount of love that I had compassion for this person who said that. But I also understood that they were showing me where they are not. And so I say to you, why is this inner work important, and why is getting old important? Well, I would say to you that getting old is as important as being young. It's all important. There's not a greater time. There's not a better time. The best and most incredible time of your life is right here, right now, where you are at with yourself. And you could be saying to me, to yourself, and everyone around you, this is the worst time of my life. It will pass, because change is the only constant. It will pass, and then you will look back on it, and you may even find yourself thanking yourself for the journey and for the difficulty and what transpired. And so, it's all important. You are important. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't feel seen or heard, if you have other people telling stories about you or sharing their version of you with everybody in your life, maybe even to the degree where they're no longer wanting to be in your life, but yet they never asked you a word, then they are showing you who they are. And so why do I keep repeating that? I'm repeating that because what getting old offers you is, or getting older, I'll say, offers you insight into what you don't want to repeat anymore. The beauty of doing your spiritual work, your love work, and loving yourself first, you cannot offer another, which you do not have yet for yourself first. But the beauty of it is the ability to know that this person just showed me who they were. They're not where they say they are, and that's okay. And then the spiritual work offered me anyway the backup of, but I wish them well, and I wish them a fullness of being. Because I know who I am, and I do not need anyone to validate it or acknowledge it. And so what I say about that is that on my father's deathbed, I'm still on track. Well, it's all of it matters, so I'll always be on track. But on my father's deathbed, I had a very, very bad childhood. And everybody's worst experience is their worst experience. And so when I say I had a very bad childhood, in my clarity of knowing, the level of abuse was something that most people would not survive. And I know there are people who have had less abuse and even greater abuse. There is no need nor interest in defining that. But in my experience and the experience of my family members, I'm a walking miracle, not because they said that, but because I know that I am, and the spirit that dwells within me and the love that flows from me is all a validation to me from myself. And so my father on his deathbed did not know me either, but I caretook him the last 2 weeks of his life. It was just him and myself. And it was very, very difficult because he was a very big, towering man, and I am a very tiny, short person. And so he kept passing out, and I kept picking him up with a strength that came from a place that the heart and love creates in a time of need. It's almost like the adrenaline of somebody picking up a car because there were people under it. That happened to me every time I heard my father fall. And I would go literally put my body underneath his and put his arms around my neck, and I would stand up with him on my back. So my point is not that. My point is that I was so tuned into him that when he was in bed, so not passing out, but in bed, if he needed something, I could hear him ask me for it before he physically or verbally needed to, which often many caretakers develop that type of sense and ability with the individual that they're caretaking. And so I would show up with the water or the medicine or whatever he needed. Well, about, I'm going to say, I think days before he died, he looked at me and he said, wow, none of us in the family knew you. And I just shook my head, correct. We didn't know you. We to this day, he says, I'm just getting to know you and I'm going to die and you're extraordinary. And that moment was a moment that was beautiful, and I allowed it in. But at the same time, there was a knowing that from birth all the way into my late adulthood, no one spoke to me about who I truly was. And oh, don't get me wrong, I certainly tried to be heard, tried to speak my truth. Not tried because I had a soft voice. If you're listening to me now, you can tell and know that my voice, when needed, is not soft and very strong, and I love myself very much. And so I spoke up on behalf of myself quite a bit. It's just that when there is a consciousness that is gathered in group consciousness, and they have decided that you are something that you are not, they will bond together and gain false strength in that false belief, and they don't really, not one of them, want to step out of that and inquire with who you truly are, or how you have survived and what you have endured, that they witnessed, etc., because that would be a break from that group consciousness, and therefore cause them to fear that either they're next with, it was primarily my father, but that they're going to be next with the father, or people that are in a group consciousness, they rather support falsehood than step out of it. And why does all of this matter? Then step out of it and say, no, wait a second, I'm hearing horrible things about you, but who are you really? Are those things true? And give, then you are given the opportunity at that time to speak your truth. But the reason I'm mentioning all this is because at a certain time, and hopefully sooner than later, what you start to, as you get older, realize is that people who are believing falsehood that has nothing to do with you, that you're not interested in being heard by them because they have already shown you who they are. And absolutely, I'm open to anyone that wants to communicate with me, and I would have been as a child too, as you should be open to anyone who wants to. apologize, who wants to communicate with you, et cetera, about anything that has transpired in your life and their life and together that has left you guarded, protected. And so absolutely, I would say, show up for that conversation, but don't go, I think when you get older, you recognize it's okay, I'm not going to go knocking on doors, or I don't need to change my manager's truth because the numbers speak on behalf of me. I don't need to go through this argument again with this person in my if you're in a relationship, because you realize later on that repeating it and going over and over and over it is only fueling what you don't want versus what you do want. So there is a lot of knowledge to be attained from difficulty in life that brings joy. So from that difficulty, you move into a sense of joy or freedom, etc. And so all of what I just shared with you, your cellular body does not care. Your cellular body is like, yeah, we don't care who likes you, doesn't like you, if you love yourself. Actually, it does help if you love yourself, but we care that you are feeding, fueling, and treating the body as the self-care, if you are feeding, fueling, and treating the body in a loving way, in a way that the body can thrive. And that is, when you treat the body in a way that it can thrive, whatever that means to you, that is interpreted by your cells as love. As love. And so when you love yourself, there is the opportunity to present and represent that in how you are treating your body. Or let's say you're just letting yourself go because you're having a blast. So be it. Have a blast. And then tell your body that you love it. But any kind of extreme from one degree to another is what? What does it represent? It represents that you're out of balance. So coming back to balance represents that you're still doing what you want to do, but maybe not such a severe degree one way or the other. And so then you come back to balance. And so the cellular consciousness in our bodies is so extraordinary, because here we are in our humanity, focusing on other people and other things and concerns and stresses and worries, etc. But if you take once a day to marvel, and I do mean marvel, I mean be in awe with the fact that your body is the most extraordinary, unlimited in its capacity to restore you, heal you, and it's, well, basically itself. And when your cells, like let's say you get sick and then you heal, or you're unwell and you have surgery, then you heal, or you're depressed and then you wake up one day and you don't feel depressed, and so on and so forth, that is your body's cellular consciousness loving itself back to health. But it does involve love. It does involve that your cells are aware of each other. Trillions and billions of cells are aware of each other, and they are aware of what it feels like to thrive or to be out of balance. And regardless of what you're going through, your body will always strive and most often achieve it, to restore itself. I mean, we take so for granted that our bodies are a walking, spiritual, physical energy representation of the divine in movement, in flow, in the ability to hear, sight, taste, feel. It's extraordinary. And we are extraordinary in the capacity to do that. And so often we take that for granted. Why am I talking about that part? Because I'm talking about getting older. And as we get older, some of the things we've taken for granted in our childhoods, I'm going because my childhood did not involve joy or play or anything like that. And so my mind's thinking, okay, let me think. For those of you who know me and are listening, I'm not saying those things because I am stuck back there. I honor that time, and it's very much a part of me. But I am here, but I'm going to use my journey as a tapestry to explain what I'm trying to share. So enjoy your time when you have it, and know that as you get older, you can call upon that joy. You can call upon the joyful moments. Like for me, the greatest joy growing up was the animal kingdom as well as Mother Nature. And then a deep spiritual inner dialogue that started at very young age, 3-5 years old, and has continued all the way until now. And so what was it that gave you joy? Was it being an athlete? Was it playing ball? Was it playing basketball? Was it playing football or baseball? And were you having like a time of, was it running? Was it track? Was it, you know, whatever it was that gave you a great sense and of your physical power as well as your joy or feeling of adrenaline, I'm saying go back to those memories and infuse whatever part of your life, your body, your mind, or your emotional body is not feeling it or joining you there. Literally go back to a memory, call upon the good feeling, because the cells are a living, breathing library. And in that library contains every single experience you've had, not just this life, all your past lives, and the ability to call upon, as an example to you, you can say, I call upon all the joy in all the files of my library of my trillions and billions of cells. I call upon all the joy I've ever had energetically to be here now in this present life, in my body, available to me now and to my body, and that my body is thriving. Okay, wow, I felt that. Woo, talk about a boost. Talk about an energy blast. So make it your own. And if it doesn't resonate, throw it out. But at a certain point, getting older is about self-acceptance, the good, the bad, all of it, knowing that you could have, if you're like, you know, I have regrets, I could have done better, make peace with that. Make peace with that. And allow yourself to, and believe me, life will offer you another opportunity, always, to change it or to make it different. Or you might come around to a point where I was talking about earlier, where you don't even feel the desire to use your voice because you're so at peace with yourself. You have healed so many parts of you that the desire to change somebody's statement about you or about how they see you, that you don't even have it, the desire, I mean, because you are so clear about who you are, and you can choose accordingly. And like I said, life will offer you future opportunities. Let's say you got passed over for a job and you feel used. Life will offer you, and you can't see it now, I guarantee you, life will offer you down the road the opportunity for you to make it right for yourself, whatever that looks like. And so the thing about life is you have the opportunity, regardless of your age, and again, today's show is about getting older, to choose differently, or to choose the same, but react in the way or act in the way that you wanted to. But there are two primary energies in the universe, and that is love and the lack of love. And everything that is in a lack of love, whether known or unknown to itself, is on a journey on a soul level of desire to return to the feeling of love, connection, of feeling that connection. I don't care if you're like, no, I don't want love. I don't need love. Love has done me wrong. Absolutely. I totally get that and honor that, but I'm not talking about external love. I'm talking about loving yourself. And so if you feel that the only way you can experience the energy of love because you are without love, I want you every day, and again, make it your own, to look in the mirror. I don't care what you see. Start talking to yourself the way you would like to be communicated with. Start talking to yourself and treating yourself the way that you would want others to treat you. Now, I can tell you, does that mean they're going to show up right away? No, not necessarily. But remember, never forget, at this juncture and point where you are loving yourself and celebrating who you are and that you are, the timing of who shows up when and, oh gosh, I'm loving myself, but I'm not in a relationship, or I don't have friends, and I'm not having fun, etc., that will all change, because if you are authentically appreciating yourself and in gratitude for yourself, all of it, head to toe, then what is not there in your life will no longer be your focus. What is there in your life will be your focus. The bigness of that will be your focus. And that is love. And so whether it's you loving yourself or longing for another to love you, it's very important that you recognize and try it. Just try it. I don't know. What's the time frame? Well, they say 3 weeks. Who's they? 3 weeks to create a new... Oh, and you'll laugh a lot, too, because life becomes very... your reaction to life and to yourself becomes very comical and light. So, yes, it takes 3 weeks, they say, to create a new pattern. And so maybe you can quicken that and say to yourself, maybe my cells already reside in the pattern that I am an embodiment of self-love, and so it doesn't have to take 3 weeks. I can access it now. And so then you start noticing that your choices change, and your choice for something that is, or someone that is not that great for you versus somebody who is, or just with being with yourself, you start making different choices. And those choices reflect your relationship with yourself. Trust yourself. You know, I lived a large part of my life focusing on somebody else and giving them everything I had. Everything I had. I mean, just emptied myself out completely. I was like a balloon that was just became deflated and lost everything that mattered to me. And I had to go through this long process of realizing, and I'm so grateful for it. Do I want to do it again? No. But I'm so grateful for going through the process, because it not only showed me a deeper version of me, but it also brought me full circle to loving myself, that everything I gave this other person, I was meant to give to myself so that I could feel whole and complete. Well, maybe not complete, but whole. And so the recognition of that, and then the living of that, of giving to yourself, loving yourself, appreciating yourself, having gratitude for yourself, et cetera. And I'm not talking superficially. I'm talking the recognition of it that brings you to tears, because all of a sudden your inner child is being held in a way that you've always wanted someone else to do that for you, but yet now you are energetically holding all of who you are, and you are feeling a connection far beyond the pain. You're feeling a connection of healing. You're feeling a connection of joy, a connection to wisdom and knowledge, just a version of you that you weren't even focused on because you were giving it to somebody else. Now, often in our environments, friendships, or even growing up in a family unit, the focus is always on what? Other people. Other people. It's rarely on yourself. It's rarely on yourself. And so I say to you that if it may even feel like foreign and uncomfortable, foreign in only the sense of the word of uncomfortable, it may feel unusual, or it maybe even you're translating it as, oh my gosh, that sounds like I'll be so selfish. No, you will be more giving. You will laugh with great ease. You will feel like anything's possible. You feel like you can help somebody else as well as honor yourself. And so it's quite the opposite. When we feel a limitation in who we are, young or old, what are we going to do? We're going to hold on. We're going to pull in and hold on to what we have left, because after all, we don't have that much to give. But when we connect with our universal self, loving ourselves, we expand and we have infinite and ongoing, endless capacity to honor ourselves, to give, to help, to feel, to see, and most importantly, to engage in this extraordinary life. Just be mindful that if you want things to change for you, you have to be the change. If you want things to be easier for you, then you must be easier on yourself. I mean, this sounds like a book or a beautiful book, but this sounds like textbook or a book or, oh God, now she's giving out poetry in reference to self-help. No, it's all aspects that I have literally lived, and what I'm sharing with you, and it can just be mine, it doesn't have to be your result, but what I'm sharing with you is quite literally the result, and that you will thank the experiences that you've had. And for me, your heart will become bigger, and you will soften, and you will laugh more, and you will heal the past and embrace the moment and love it as well as love the future. Now, I know I'm going to segue away from getting old, because I know there is a lot, and I'm certainly feeling that as well. Fear and trauma and paralyzing fear for some, and stress about what's going on in the world, what's going on to going on with and to our human family. And so I say to you about that, there is something that you need to remember and never forget. Your capacity to become peace, I don't care if it's meditating, hiking, walking, talking, but your capacity to become a vessel of peace, to embody peace, whatever that looks like for you, actually creates, literally, it creates movement in the mass consciousness, and you are able to affect the end result. I know that it seems like one person doing that. No, it means that people meditating or focusing or feeling peace on the other side of the world, even in a different time zone, that there's going to be a connection like roots of an extraordinary tree between you and all the other beings who feel that all I can do is embody peace. All I can do is shine my light even brighter. All I can do is be a messenger of love. That it may feel to you that that is not enough, but I'm here to tell you that you are connecting throughout the world and the consciousness of the entire world with others who are in that vibrational frequency. And together, that grows, it expands, and there is cause and effect. And so please don't feel, or I'll put it differently, if you feel disempowered because you feel the stress of what's going on, either externally or in your personal life, and you don't feel like you can have cause and effect, take your focus off the outside and go within. Go within. I don't care if you hum to yourself. I don't care if you repeat the word peace. Whatever you do, I focus on words that elevate you, that give you a sense of connecting to something other than the stress that you were feeling. Whether that's peace, love, light, connection, well-being, communication, whatever you're repeating to yourself, you are literally embodying the vibrational frequency of that definition. And you're embodying it over and over and over in a way that creates not only an expansion, but the connection reaches further and farther and then connects to, again, others who are doing the same. So I say to you, whether you are young or whether you are getting old, your cellular body is not at the same level of whatever you think about yourself. If you think you are extraordinary, right on. You are in alignment with your cellular body. If you think anything less than that, your cellular body is going to hold itself at the highest vibrational frequency until you join it there, or it's going to work on repairing itself to do so. And so I say to you, if your physical body can carry you throughout your entire life from young to old, if your physical body can carry you your entire life from young to old and do all the extraordinary healing that it does on its own, then it is already connected far greater than you realize, and in a way that transforms your body every day, every day. So I say to you, please love yourself and know that you are connected, regardless of age, to a consciousness that has a greater wisdom, and you can trust it. To the consciousness within, you can trust that it dwells in love. It must, meaning the cells, the bloodstream, the bone, the tissue, all of it could not communicate with itself and other parts of your form were it not based in love. So there is a great wisdom in love, and that love already dwells within you, so trust it. And so again, thank you for tuning in to Awakening Matters, because it certainly does, and that is why you are here on Earth. And so you can go to my website, Cynthia Sloan, SLON, 9.com. and get more information. And I wish you so much light, so much lightness of being. And please know all the difficulties that you are either going through now or you have been or that you're worried about. Start loving yourself in the moment. Be fully present now. You can't change the past. You can only be present now and make better decisions in the future. So I wish you well, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Namaste.